I signed in earlier. My name's Suzanne Schmidt, and I live on 639 Robert. First of all, I'd like to say that a lot of people in this room owe Darren Wilson an apology. The same justice report that you're basing all your opinions on cleared him 100%. The bottom line, the truth did come out. And he's an innocent man. You know what? I didn't interrupt any of you. Were you there? Were you there? Why is it that only your opinion counts? Why is it only your opinion counts? I am entitled to my opinion. I'm entitled to my opinion. No, my kids don't break the law.
They're still a kid. I'm sure your kids have done something. And they're not dead.
Ma'am.
Actually, my son is dead. So
did he get killed by Darren?
No, he didn't. And neither did Mike Brown.
Will you please address your comments to the council?
Yes. Now, once again, I would like to thank all of you, the police department, the city council, for the abuse that you have sustained for the last 7 months, being spit on, items thrown at them. They have had the most utmost tolerance that I couldn't have spent 10 minutes. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. The utmost tolerance in the face of pure evil at times. And they deserve the right to go through this process and make this town a better place. I'm not saying that there is no fault on anybody in this town. There's a lot of things that everyone can do, including parenting children, to have respect for authority, to pay attention. There's plenty of blame to go around in this community. What needs to happen is everybody needs to work together in order to bring about that change. If anybody thinks that bringing in St. Louis County or any other police department is going to be better, look at their numbers too. No police department is perfect. These guys have been under a microscope for months and will be. So why would you bring in a department that you know nothing about? Anyway, I just want to say thank you.